It is imperative, or as we should say, there is a divine imperativeness in all that is happening, in all that is unfolding, in the unfoldment of the tractor beam of the illusion. You like this? Tractor beam of illusion. For it is indeed a tractor beam of illusion that is now propelling itself from a place, as you would call, outside of here. And so for many, it will feel as if they are being caught in the grip of a tractor beam. And in order to release from the tractor beam, one must have an anchor outside the tractor beam. Therefore, the anchors are being established. What are the anchors? The anchors are those of absolute impervious energy, the energy that cannot be affected by the tractor beam because, as you say, the protective shield is just too strong. And yet, how many times do you see the illusionary example of the tractor beam losing its strength, as the shield may also lose its strength? If they are both dissolving simultaneously, then only harmonic convergence can be left. And so, you are at the time truly of push, pull, and dissolve. There is the push coming out of the protective shield of energetic knowingness, of being in oneness, of absolutely stepping into the embodiment of the divine galactic blueprint. This indeed becomes a protective shield. And then there is the tractor beam. And the tractor beam itself is created, restored, this body, created, restored, rejuvenated, and energized by chaos. Thereby, the tractor beam right now has much energy, has much power. So what restores and rejuvenates the divine galactic blueprint if this energy of chaos is what offers this tractor beam all of this fuel, as they say? Then what is it that offers to the galactic blueprint or to the protective shield its own form of power? It is indeed Sri Ramka going well beyond looking here in this realm of dimension and staying connected ever more outside of the hologram. For outside of the hologram is a limitless field of energy. Limitless. It offers a power and a restorative nature and a fueling, as they say, within the divine galactic blueprint that cannot be found here in the hologram. In the hologram, there is only fuel for the chaos. There is only fuel for the tractor beam because the hologram wishes to sustain the hologram. Within the hologram, that which keeps the mechanism of the hologram apparent or in the front of other consciousnesses believes in and of itself to be real, and so it is on a destiny, on a structure of self-perpetuating energy. And so it is impossible to find that which would restore, rejuvenate, and fuel the divine galactic blueprint within the hologram. Do not look. It is a waste of time. Yet so many look. Yes.
So many find connectivity in nature and look gazing at the clouds, the sun.
Yes, this is exactly right. And in that, one must look through the nature, look through the clouds, look through the sun, recognizing that they are indeed markers along the way, not the way.
Thank you.
And yes, Sri Ramka, it is important for you to know this, to recognize that these markers are indeed where you begin, not where you find. Perhaps a good exercise to practice this is to go to the trees. And as you go to the trees begin themselves to shift. Look into a leaf. Take a leaf. Sit with one leaf. And let yourself focus in ever smaller space of the leaf. Look through the leaf. let the leaf disintegrate in your hand through the energy you project toward it. And as you watch the molecules separate, you leave this realm of third dimensional illusion and the portal opens, taking you to the place of limitless energization, which offers you divine connectivity into the purity of the golden ray. It is important for you to also offer to those that have stepped forward that only a few were ready to take it now. They are indeed a pioneering galactic force. Those that have made the accommodation to step forward in this time understand that they are ready to release chaotic energy. They are ready to truly step out of the paradigm of the hologram, and that they are ready to embrace that which comes in with golden ray energy. The violet ray is imperative to be integrated. Imperative! If one is to move forward without having a desire to move back. Not all who experience the violet ray will be able to integrate it. However, in the integration of the violet ray, it is only natural to want to immediately move into the golden ray, because the source is ever closer, the release of the hologram is ever clearer, and the joyous understanding and unfoldment of the truth of the I Am becomes so apparent that one must keep moving forward. This is how you will know those who have fully integrated the violet ray. They will declare the truth of their knowingness of being one. The words are not important. How it is declared is not important. And it is good to offer this preface, as they say, as part of this. Yes. It is also important to recognize that all who simply choose to go through the violet ray initiation, for indeed it is an initiation, for each who goes through the violet ray initiation, dearest Shiromka, in their own heart they have said yes to moving closer to releasing the tractor beam. And to some, the tractor beam will still be too attractive and too challenging to leave. Yet, here, understand that even if the tractor beam keeps a grip on them, they, unwittingly, oftentimes, have brought the energy of the violet ray to the tractor beam, which helps the entire tractor beam weaken. It is the only way you can assist with weakening the tractor beam from within, is for one to touch the energy of the violet ray and to bring it back into the tractor beam, thereby offering an offset of the energy of the chaos, which is offering the growth of the tractor beam. So if you look and you have tractor beam like this, this end fueled by chaos, bigger, 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 making it strong, 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 many tentacles pulling many. And then out here you have one who says, I have chosen to integrate violet ray, and yet is unable to move forward in the joyous integration at this time into the golden ray. They go back into the tractor beam, but they cannot get sucked in. They are simply on the edge of it. And then on the edge of it, they are radiating into this murky beam, a violet beam of expansion. Shiromka, see the perfection in this. This is why this course must be made available to many thousands. Mm-hmm. Because not all will integrate. You can expect one third will fully integrate the first time through. One third. Anything more than one third is in and of itself a little miracle, and you rejoice. The remaining two thirds, one third of that two third will integrate upon a second response, upon being touched again, upon being looking again. And for the rest, they are bringing the gift, the absolute gift of the violet opening to the chaotic tractor beam. You see, Shiromka, in the power of the organization of the energies that have structured this tractor beam-like energy. It is impossible, you must hear this word, it is impossible for any to be able to alleviate the strength of the tractor beam from within it. And this smartness in its creation is also what provides the opening for those of us of many other realms to be able to work from within by starting at what they believe to be the culmination. For you see, the vulnerability, the availability to help interrupt the chaos does not come from within the chaos. It comes when you can step outside the chaos as the observer, and with enough love and integration, be able to step out, embrace, take in, and have the courage to stand right there at the opening and say, I will offer expansion even to this. And so you must honor all those who cannot integrate and move as the anchor and give them the opportunity to move in and offer expansion. For as enough of this energy, and it comes from more than just the violet ray, there are others who are offering this, who stand at that portal, but as enough of that energy gets beamed back into the tractor beam, even though the one who currently stands in the dimensional form of a body may feel very chaotic, they are doing a great service. And for those of you that are anchors, you are lifelines, you are torches. You are indeed available, so that when they turn and face you again, you are able to hold for them, so that they may pull out when they choose to, because some will. Some will touch, they will integrate enough, they will get pulled back into tractor beam, they will offer that expanding energy, and then they turn around and see the anchor and will indeed leave. Not all, but some. It is a powerful time for the tractor beam in this country. The tractor beam itself has many points that are stronger than others, yet do not misunderstand, it has its grip fully around the sphere. This is why the hologram itself has become so powerful. This is why so many misunderstandings of true energetic alignments have been so easily warped. Because within the tractor beam, there is room for misinterpretation and warbling, and there is room for alignment with energy that may appear to be pure, yet in and of itself has been convoluted. And within the tractor beam, there is safety. Oh, I am in the tractor beam. It cannot come after me anymore. I will just sit here safely. And so it has its grip firmly on this sphere. And as the tractor beam has its grip firmly on this sphere, it is important for you to understand that in the fifth dimension, it has no power. None. The reason it has no power is because one of the greatest shifts between the third and the fifth dimension is complete energetic clarity. When one moves into the understanding of energetic clarity, it is from here one can make the expansionary choices as to where they go from there. This is the misinterpretation of free will on this planet. Energy expands. It can only expand. As energy expands, it does so from the spaciousness of one clear objective. How may this energy expand and bring ever greater love? This is it. There is no convoluted other question of, can I make money doing it? Can I feed my family doing it? Will the body survive doing it? None of that exists in fifth dimensional understanding. This is the greatest shift between the third and fifth dimension. However, it is also important to recognize that the fifth dimension exists only so that you may go back into the purity of clarity, of energetic alignment without any involvement. This is why the fifth dimension is very much a stopping ground, not an ending point. And there are those who must stay at the fifth dimension as the anchors or the guardians of those who are coming. It is their mission to be in fifth dimensional energy, to hold this point. Shironka, you and Kira are currently acting as that stopping point. And it is not your mission to stay here. In the realms well beyond the fifth dimension, the clarity becomes ever more pure, and the understanding simply is, because there is nothing to understand. There simply is. In the isness, in the purity of consciousness, of expansion, and of the creationism of the truth of oneness, all is all. And as you are here, as you look around you and watch this tractor beam of third dimensional chaos become ever more powerful, take the moment to breathe and understand that in the power of the third dimensional tractor beam, you have been given the gift of integration, of coming back, of ever more clarity.
A distillation.
Yes. What may we offer you?
I need a little review.
Okay.
You're using the tractor beam metaphor picture. And in that picture, there is a sense of singularity of this beam, as if it were controlled by a few and broadcast to the planet surrounding it. Is there some truth in that?
Yes. This is where the Lumerian faction of the lack of integration operates from. And you must understand, Shironka, this is a refraction of a refraction of a refraction in and of itself. From where this is held, from where this tractor beam energy emanates, it begins as a consciousness held by those who in their own experience of expansionism hold to the belief pattern that by keeping this tractor beam here, they minimize the damage they believe that the experience of this form of density can have to the overall light picture. This is why it has such power here. Then what happens is, as this picture is formed from the conscious intent of those who are holding this energy, it refracts and it becomes available to another group who are energized by this whole, this belief system of consciousness. And this group, which many here call Illuminati, have then refracted and twisted because they are themselves a manifestation of a manifestation. And so in the manifestation of the manifestation, they have created and further defined, thereby moving further from clarity, what this tractor beam energy should look like.
It is easier to sway the, to influence something already in motion.
Yes.
The and yet the tractor beam does serve as a distillation so that those who are able to hold the clarity and the purity may quickly identify themselves, may quickly come into service.
This is correct. And this is why there will be many planetary alignments that are happening, because as the violet integrations and the other integrations we spoke of are now pouring forth from an end of the tractor beam that was never anticipated by those who have the power over the fueling of the tractor beam, the tractor beam itself becomes unstable. For the tractor beam has also served to hold the stabilization of the molecular structure of this state of being, thereby offering the perceived safety we spoke of earlier. And so as this destabilizes, as the tractor beam destabilizes, the matter within it will destabilize too. You have already begun to see the experience of this destabilization. And it will continue and it will escalate. And it must be. Each shake of your realm here, each vibrational shift, is a celebration. You cannot ever be killed. You cannot ever die. When you truly can embrace this and understand this, there can be no sorrow in any shifting. Only release.
Yes.
It is the tractor beam that paints the picture of terror. It is within the alignment of terror that one goes further into the tractor,
mm-hmm.
further into the beam. These teachings are sacred. These teachings are important, and there are many who would wish to shake their head in understanding, yet to truly be a anchor, which is what the Golden Ray is teaching, how to be the anchor. One must have a fully integrated violet energy to be an anchor of golden energy. For one has made their choice to stand outside the tractor beam if one is now engaged in calling in the full alignment with the golden. If one understands from the perspective of the third dimensional mind without being fully integrated in the violet, then one is unable to separate from the tractor, and integration of the golden will cause even more chaos and lack of clarity. Do you understand this?
One must first be fully integrated in the violet, or to call in the golden will increase or destabilize.
Correct. Very much as the violet integrations into the tractor beam are destabilizing the hologram. For the tractor beam serves to hold the hologram stable. And so it is a great gift for those who are standing at the edge of the tractor beam, destabilizing it by beaming in this other energy.
Mm-hmm. And can this, you said first that it is only by being both here and not here that one is able to be here with the galactic energy.
This is correct.
Are there degrees of capacity or degrees of clarity that one can hold this galactic energy? I mean, to what extent must a person be conscious of calling in and holding the galactic energy in order to be effectively untouched by chaos?
It must be your consciousness. It must be your knowing.
Then in the integration is continued warbling.
Oh, absolutely.
And that may continue for a duration dependent upon the person's ability to fully integrate.
Depending upon your desire to fully integrate, the ability is already there. It is only desire, which is a remnant of a third dimensional experience, that can prohibit. Ability has nothing to do with it.
Yes. Clarify ourselves ever more.
Clarity. Only clarity exists in the fifth dimension, Sri Ramka. Is it any surprise to you that as you are being called to clarity, as you are being called to live in the fifth dimensional experience, that lack of clarity is what would immediately show up? That there would be such a feeling of destabilization? You are indeed destabilizing. You're coming out of a tractor beam. When one comes out of a tractor beam, it is not a quick escape. It has much shaking. There's back, forth, in, out, extra power needed. When one has a new experience, in any realm, the new experience is often met by disbelief or questioning. Did this really happen? Is it really true? Oh my goodness, what is happening? And so it is important that you have direct contact with galactic ones who can offer you reassurance. Yes, it is safe. You are okay. You made it. You are here. Have a cup of tea now and relax.
For those who are highly motivated to create safe landing spots for ships, have already created a methodology for contact.
Yes, and so it shall be.
And those who prefer to do it on the inner planes, as pure energy.
And so it shall be. This is what we mentioned to you, that all 6 billion are going home, and it shall be perfect for each. There are those who have also clung deeply within the tractor beam and have their own experience coming very shortly. And so it shall be. This is what they have called in. The power of manifestation has never been greater than it is now. And it can be applied to everything. There are many on your planet now playing with what they call quantum physics and quantum beliefs and calling back in. This is child's play. And it is a tractor beam mutation of how to use the energy, create money, create a paradigm. It keeps them within the tractor beam safely and within their own system of knowingness. They know this and they delight in this. And so they delight. And it is a way to believe that they are indeed awake, when indeed they are awake still within the dream. They are creating more energy within the tractor beam, and they are deep within. Yet all they need to do is turn around and see.